The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 23 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths today for the August 18 update. New cases reported today include Aurelia, 4, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, 1 is listed as community-acquired, and 2 are still under investigation. Oro Medant, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Collingwood, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community-acquired, no known link. Wasaga Beach, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Barrie, 11, 3 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 3 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 case is outbreak related. The remaining cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. Innisfil, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. New Tecumseth, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. There are currently 125 active cases in the region. There have been 0 COVID-related deaths reported in Simcoe Muskoka in August. 4 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19, which includes 2 new hospitalizations since yesterday. The health unit has confirmed 5,191 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 78 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,006 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 312 delta cases, and 671 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 12,562 cases of COVID-19 with 12,182 of those cases recovered and 255 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 71% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 9% have had their first vaccine dose. The remaining 20% is unvaccinated. Approximately 30% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 62% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone aged 12 years or older living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on August 18. Municipality total cases **** recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate %% of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 209, 207, 2 July 4th 1763 56.5% Barrie 4194 4024 123 August 17 2734 70% Bradford WG 2108 2055 38 August 17 4829 68.8% Clearview 138 132 5 August 16918 64.6% Collingwood 243 239 3 August 12985 81.1% ESA 486 471 4 August 15 2016 71.3% Innisfil 1231 1204 18 1 August 17 2986 64.4% Midland 205 196, 6 August 13 1,125.5% New Tecumseh 1,500 1,475 18 August 17 3,543 67.4% Aurelia 314 301 8 August 17,929 77.8% Oro Medant 224 215 5 August 16,956 83.4% Penetanguishene 202 192 8 August 5 2,096 78.7% Ramara 111 108 1 August 16 1,062 61.3% Severn 86 813 August 12,560 56.7% Springwater 291 287 2 August 13 1,358 78.9% Tay 117 115 2 June 24 1,043 77% Tiny 134 131 2 August 14,976 68% Wasaga Beach 270 259 5 August 13 1,135 73.6% Asterisk cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.